Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
We like stats here.
But it's football stats. Nobody cares about football.
What if they play fantasy football?
If you play fantasy football and you have Derek Carr on your team, then you would like these stats.
You know what? Really should do a fantasy football thing next year. Like, really should.
Oh,
do
I know. Seriously. Like, come on. That's one of the nerdiest things about football is fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
How do our group not do that?
Because by the time we got like full swing into fantasy football season, that's when I was just barely getting you kind of committed to this whole thing.
You're recording, aren't
yeah,
you?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
So like we didn't really get it started. Like we weren't there yet. Like the crew we have today, first off, we could do a great league amongst us.
Yes.
And second of all, we could also have a great crew for actually doing the work involved of doing something with fantasy football.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Speaking of fantasy football, I lost again. I'm 7-2 now.
Oh. Did you lose last week too?
I lost, not last week, I think the week before.
Okay.
Yeah, no, last week I won. Now I gotta check this out.
Are you number one in your league?
Huh?
Are you
I am tied for first.
Oh, very nice.
Three other players who are, there's two other players who are 7-2. I'm actually in second place because I have the second most points scored.
Oh, okay.
But I also
still, second place is going to get you to the playoffs for sure. So
yeah, exactly. Second place. Hopefully, my injuries don't keep me from getting any don't keep me from out of the playoffs. Or
so before I introduce the podcast, have you hit that 1 week that you said that was going to be really good for you? Has that happened yet?
Oh, that I said was going to really be really bad for me.
I think there was a really good week for you because like it was like a week where your opponent was one of the harder ones in the league. But they had buys and you didn't, and it was going to be great.
I have no idea.
I thought the last time we did record it here, that was part of it, but maybe
That might have been last week. I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway.
All of my buys were this week.
Okay, I see.
I had 5 starters on buy.
Did you lose really bad?
I didn't lose really bad. I did lose, though.
Okay.
I lost 90 to 69.
That is really bad. That's like not. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Okay.
But for having 5 starters on bye.
Yeah, good point.
Also, for having 2 of my highest scoring players be injured as well. Matt Forte and Steve Smith.
On top of it all, jeez.
Yeah. Well, Steve Smith is gone. Matt Forte is hopefully coming back.
Well, anyway, welcome to Front Row Geeks Weekly. FRG Weekly, episode 14.
I was going to say, we're getting there. It's
yeah,
episode 14.
We're episode 14. 14 episodes of the weekly podcast and 18 episodes of the flagship podcast, which now we're going to get some more episodes coming in because now I have a lot of interviews set up. So keep on.
Interviews.
Keep on with that. Amber, the cosplayer. Well, I don't know if she goes by Amber just like as a real name or has a cosplayer name, but on Sunday I'm going to be interviewing her.
Cool.
Did I tell you that at the Tucson Comic Con, I ran into a guy who worked on the Scott Pilgrim comic?
No.
He did some like post on it.
No.
Yeah. Just randomly. He saw me.
I just kind of showed up, and then there was like a kind of a party, and then everybody left.
Yeah. We were tired.
I understand. I know.
I'm still tired. So, no. I was walking around in my Gideon outfit, as I want to do.
Nice.
And he totally like, dude. Like oh, someone who recognizes who I am.
Yes. Awesome. And then you realize, oh, it's the creator.
Well, he's not a creator.
Oh.
He's like, he worked,
he worked
on, some,
on it.
Yeah. He did some post on it.
Okay.
After the original, I guess, I don't know how that kind of thing works.
Either way.
I will interview him on and find out for sure how that works. But he did some post work on it.
Either way, how many people outside of that guy?
Only one other person, like, stop me and go, I know who you are. Yes.
In Gideon, though. That's one of the things.
Okay. Well, we have a lot to talk about this week, I think.
Cool.
Well, I mean, if you want to learn about Tucson Comic Con, you're better off listening to the Tucson Comic Con
episode. Yeah, the
Tucson Comic Con podcast. This comes out on Wednesday.
Okay.
So, but the Comic-Con episode will come out on the weekend. I will probably release it on the weekend. That way I don't put too many things out at once.
Because there's a lot of editing that goes on with that one.
Yeah. Apparently. Oh, that's what I was going to show you, but we'll get to that later. you podcast won't know, probably. Or you might not know. Depends on how it goes. You'll know if you know, and if you don't know, you won't know. If you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. Yeah, well, the more you know.
So, let's talk about two things that have come out today that are going to change lives.
Yes, absolutely. So, the first thing.
Do you have Legacy of the Void yet? Are you going to get
that? Oh, that came out today?
Yeah, you brought it up last time.
I know I brought it up last time, but I don't remember what.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think that is the one about? That I'm going to be getting, but I'm going to wait until Friday, till payday comes along, and then I can get it. Same with maybe Fallout 4, if that's available, or Black Ops 3, although I'm a little iffy on Black Ops 3. Oh, and Battlefront.
Oh, Star Wars?
Yeah, Battlefront's coming out pretty soon, if not next week. Oh, I know, seriously, there's just too many good games coming out. But I'm definitely picking up Fallout. I have to.
Yes, you do.
I mean, seriously, Fallout's one of the best games ever. It really is.
So, here, I know we're going to talk Legacy of the Void, but it looks like you don't have it yet, so we'll talk
Fallout. I don't have it yet. Not yet.
Here, everyone, we're going to...
Oh, yeah. Pepsi. So, wait. This is Pepsi, right?
Yes.
And, why do you have Pepsi in your fridge, Eddie?
Why? I don't know.
Okay, just wondering. Because everybody who will remember, I think we talked about this in the last podcast, or not the last one, but the one before that, about how much you didn't like Pepsi.
What did I say that? No, dude, you got it totally wrong.
Or was it everybody else?
You obviously did. Yeah, it was everybody else.
Okay.
No. In fact, I'm a little ashamed that you don't know what my take on Pepsi is.
Well, because they have Mountain Dew under Pepsi, so you like Pepsi.
So I like Pepsi because it supports Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, I drink Pepsi. I mean, I drink Coke, too. I mean, it doesn't bother me. But, you know, when I have a choice, I go for Pepsi because, hey, they're the one bringing me my favorite drink.
Mountain Dew.
I gotta, you know, scratch the backs, but not bite the hand that feeds, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. But see, and that's why I like Dr. Pepper so much, is because they're kind of alone. They use Coca-Cola to distribute their product, but they're not actually owned by Coca-Cola.
I see them a lot of places where they sell RC products, actually.
Exactly. And you see them in a lot of places where they sell Pepsi products. Because Dr. Pepper is its own thing.
Rebel.
Yeah, I know. They're the Rebel. That's why I like Dr. Pepper. Okay. Plus, it's the best tasting soda.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's not my thing.
Unless you're Japanese. The Japanese hate Dr. Pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the thing?
There's literally videos online where they have Japanese people trying Dr. Pepper. And they're like, is
there too much going on there? Or
I don't know. That? It's just they hate Dr. Pepper.
Because I, as an individual, don't like Dr. Pepper. But I don't understand how a group cannot like Dr. Pepper.
There's a few exceptions, but there's videos. You just type up Dr. Pepper in Japan or whatever. People tasting Dr. Pepper.
Someone has got to have done some sort of study on that. There has to be some sort of social construct that has that made that happen.
Dr. Pepper is just filth.
Maybe they don't trust doctors.
No.
Is that a cultural thing?
No, because a lot of them say that it tastes like medicine.
I kind of agree with that. But it doesn't seem to stop anybody else here in America.
I know, we love Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper's the best soda. I know you like Mountain Dew, but Dr. Pepper's the best soda.
Anyway, so Legacy of the Void is out for a while. we'll get back to that later. But the other important thing, the game that comes out today.
Fallout.
It's Fallout 4.
Obviously.
And I haven't said this on the podcast yet because it only came to on the revelation last night before I went to bed and I cried myself to sleep. So I pre-ordered. Actually, let's start the whole story again just in case someone didn't catch the first time.
Yeah, just so you can catch up.
So when the E3 conference came up and Bethesda did their presentation and they had the Pip-Boy stuff come out, I was a late bloomer in getting the pre-order. I missed it the first few times it came out on anywhere else. And the story is that I woke up one day, had a revelation that I need to check the webs for a Pip-Boy edition. And sure enough, I found it on Amazon before it sold out again. Thank the maker.
There, you lucky bastard.
Thank the maker. So, cut to last night. Long day. Was taking an exams post Tucson Comic Con. Work, all everything in the way. I get an email. I get a text message saying that your order, it has shipped. Cool. Okay, my order has shipped. Awesome. Going to go out through my day. Da 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 da. It wasn't until 9:30 last night when I'm in my MIS class, when thanks to my experience with computers all my life, I can still half pay attention and get work done in that class.
Right.
I look through my email for the first time all day, perusing my list, and says your payment was not accepted. And I'm going, what? What do you mean my payment wasn't accepted? I go through, I open up my Amazon. Two things. One, the thing that was shipped was in fact Fallout, but it was the one that I bought for my brother.
No. Okay.
I didn't get, when this message came up, it didn't come to me in text, so I figured that what was shipped was my own, forgetting that I had my brother's edition too.
Yes, yes.
The one that I had bought was under a since-expired card that I have done away with, that I forgot to replace.
So the thing that Kelsey was talking about
exactly last... the thing Kelsey was talking about last week is I fell into face first. And Ross's worst nightmare happened to me.
You had the ability to change it last week. Because
but I had no idea.
He warned you about it last
but
week.
But I thought I was prepared. It didn't even occur to me.
You were warned. Okay, so how did you fix it? Because you were telling me that that was an exciting story. After being warned.
You know.
Ahead of time. Oh, and I think I remember you saying, oh, I should check my purchase to make sure that it's correct.
I think I said that sarcastically, though. If I said it, it was only sarcastic, because I would have never thought that I had made such a crucial error. Okay, so what did I do?
Yeah.
So I put the Facebook post last night. I kind of wallowed in despair for about an hour. I watched some more videos of the first hour of gameplay. And go, fuck, I can't wait 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I bought it on Steam.
Oh, God. Okay, so you bought it on Steam. Okay.
Installed it. I've played 10 minutes of it so far. That's all I had time for.
So, you got your name.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
What else did you do?
I didn't even exit the vault yet.
Did you even fill out your special?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I'm hiding intelligence and luck. as I am
as you're supposed to, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah. So, why did I do it? Because I'm going to get a refund as soon as my real one comes in.
Oh, my God.
Because Steam lets me give it back, no questions asked. As long as I have within 14 days of purchase and with less than 2 hours of gameplay.
You should gift it to somebody.
But it's on PC.
Oh.
Yeah, don't think I didn't think about that. But no, you're not going to play it on PC. Unless you want it on PC. Which in that case, I don't know how to give it to you if I already own it digitally.
I know, right?
Unless I can give you the one that comes in the mail. But then it would be on PC. So.
Oh. Either way.
And I don't know if I can return that for a different version. Because I still want the Pip-Boy. Right? I want the Pip-Boy.
Yeah, exactly. So you got the Pip-Boy edition for a PC then.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir.
Well, either way, I wanted the Pip-Boy.
I have not tried the Pip-Boy app yet, by the way. Not enough time for that. But in fact, the last action I did was pick up the Pip-Boy.
It hasn't gotten here yet, has it?
No, I have the Pip-Boy. Well, there's the Pip-Boy is not the app itself. The app is on the phone. You insert your phone into the Pip-Boy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah, so I can, but I have the app now. The app.
Oh, well, okay. So
the app came to existence like 3 days ago.
Oh, okay. But they have the, okay, I see.
So now I just need the Pip-Boy itself to house with the app.
I know, that's so cool, though. I wanted that.
I'll let you know how it goes. But yeah.
Oh, man.
So out of sheer desperateness.
Just having a pit boy all, you know, throughout the whole day. I could just see myself like at work with the pit boy on my arm. Let me check this website for you. I could do everything on my pit boy.
You know what? I hadn't really thought about it, but I think for like the next the remainder of the year, I might have to wear that everywhere. You're
gonna have to wear that everywhere.
Everywhere.
There's no reason why you shouldn't. I mean,
it's a stunning accessory.
At school, you're gonna have to have the pep boy.
Raise my hand in class.
Look! Check out the pep boy.
Eddie, you never speak up in class. Oh.
Oh yeah, because I know the answer.
According to my pit boy.
Yeah, see, look. I pulled it up. I just Googled it.
So, yeah, that's been my experience so far.
That's awesome. Well.
So, I don't know enough about the game. I like it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm biased.
Looks good,
so.
I'm sure.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
I'm sure it looks
good. I'm still going to get used to stuff, though.
I think Pulgoso just saw me.
Oh, no, Pulgoso just saw you. Dang it.
Well, don't.
Now I'm hiding.
Don't make any sudden movements.
Well, I'm hiding now. Hold on, I'm going to scoot over. He can't see me anymore. But he'll be able to hear me.
I'm going to have to turn down the gain on this so we don't hear Pulgoso bark.
So we don't hear Pulgoso. Hey, do you want to let the uninformed listeners know what Pulgoso means, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I've anyone who speaks them. Spanish, who knows, but...
Oh, I know, but...
Pulgoso just means kind of like... It's like... Short for like flea bag.
For flea bag, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's not literally flea bag, but I mean, Bulgoso.
It's slang for flea bag.
Bulgoso just means like full of fleas, like or flea full or something like that.
Either
if
way.
You want to be a literal translation, but
either
we
way,
call them flea bag.
Yeah, exactly. It's slang.
Affectionately,
for flea bag.
Affectionately call them flea bags. Like flea bag. I don't even think of flea bag anymore when I say Bulgoso. We just it stuck, and it might have been my fault actually. I think I was the one that made that stick.
Nice. Speaking of things that are coming out or have come out, so Pokemon, you can get a mystery Pokemon, or like you could get the mystery gift Pokemon. It's a Zorok this month.
What?
A Zorok. It's the Pokemon that transforms itself into the last Pokemon in your party. So I'm going to challenge Alex to a Pokemon battle today.
I have no idea what that means. Why is that a thing?
It's just a what? Pokemon. It's,
is it a new
it's
Pokemon?
Yeah, it's one of the newer ones. It was from the last generation or two generations ago.
I don't remember this Pokemon or why it would be useful or why I would want one.
It's pretty awesome. It's a wolf Pokemon.
Okay, I'm going to look it up right now. You can tell the audience okay, how anyway. Where.
Anyways, you get it. It's a gift. It starts off at level 50. It's for Omega Sapphire or Alpha. No, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. I have Omega Ruby, so I'm going to use that Pokemon to challenge Alex to a duel tonight. And we'll see.
Tonight? I thought he works tonight. Well, that's why we.
He does, but later.
Ah.
But I'm still going to be heading over to his house after this.
I see. Oh, no.
Yeah, I get to hang out with my cousin. Jeez.
I don't know what you're talking about. I burped. I don't know what you're talking about. I never hang out with my cousins.
Yeah, okay. What was it? The very first time that I came over to your house, you were hosting was it your birthday party? And it was
Do you mean, like, for very, very first time? We're talking about when I owned my own house.
No, the very, very first time.
That we met?
Yeah. When you had, it was in high school, and it was like freshman year, and you invited everybody over for a birthday party, and we all came over, and there was like five of us, but then the rest of your family was there.
I don't even know who the five would have been. I mean, you and maybe David. I don't know how close
no,
I was David
was there, yeah. Well, I don't know.
No. Who was the other guy we hung out with a lot? Blake? His name Blake? There was another guy we hung out with a lot, but he moved after the first year.
I don't remember.
Who did we hang out with? Who did we hang out with?
We suck.
Who did we hang out with our freshman year of high school?
Well, I remember I hung out with David a bit, but that was because we had the same math class. And I would call it less hanging out and more fighting for a seat.
Yeah.
Well, the teacher never called on.
You and David never got along in high school. It was me that made you guys get along. After many years of, like, kiss, kiss!
What? That's gross.
Have you seen that meme?
Yes, I've seen that meme.
Okay, good. I don't want to be, like, referencing something else that I've gotten horribly wrong.
I still missing the joke. That's so gross. That
oh,
is.
God. Okay, no,
like,
but,
ew, disgusting.
But, okay, who do we hang out with?
I don't remember.
I just remember hanging out with you. I know that's not true.
I know, because I know that's not true, because I do remember other people being there, and I don't know who.
Oh, I hung out with a lot of student council people, so that makes sense. But who did we...
I don't remember...
Who did we hang out with? There was somebody else. There was another guy. I can't remember what his name was. It was because he was black, Kathleen. You don't remember him.
What? No.
Because he was black.
What? No.
I thought he was. No, he had to be. Yes, he was.
Wait, what?
We had a black... Besides my cousin, we had another black friend.
Wait.
Oh, we hung off Alicia a lot, too, I think, that year. But...
Who?
Alicia? You don't remember Alicia, either?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
It sounds like we can't have this conversation, really, because you don't remember anyone from freshman year.
I really don't remember anybody from freshman year. It was freshman year. It was so long ago. It was...
14 years ago.
14 years ago. That's ridiculous. Do you remember anybody from 14 years ago?
I'm just told
Actually,
you like
you do.
I just told you a bunch of their names.
I know. See, if I saw faces, I'd be able to put the faces to the names. But I just
Alicia
can't
Miller is one of the people I hung out with. Jessica Campbell hadn't gotten there yet, I think, but I knew her from middle school. But I don't think she came to us at that point.
I
knew Megan Capers, but I don't think she also didn't come to freshman year.
I remember Megan Capers.
But she wasn't there our freshman
and
year
Dustin.
Yet.
And
Dustin. Dustin
no.
wasn't there yet either. There's a lot of people our freshman year who didn't stick around for some reason.
No, there wasn't.
Aside from David. Actually, a majority... I don't think... Was Teresa there the whole time?
No.
I think most of our graduating class wasn't there the whole time, except for Joey. Sorry, Joey.
Joey! That's right, I remember Joey.
He was there. We didn't hang out with him, though.
But we
much.
Never really... exactly.
No, but he
we
was
never
there.
Really hung out with him.
He was there.
I
like how this turns into like...
Yeah, no, we're just like, who's
see, no,
who?
See, we need to save this conversation for when Gina comes on the podcast.
Oh, I know. I don't know if Gina will remember.
Well, she won't remember the first couple of years, but she might help us fill in some blanks.
Well, she wasn't there freshman year, I don't think.
No, she didn't get
exactly.
there until at least junior year. Maybe sophomore year, but I'm pretty sure it was junior year.
We'll have to... Yeah, exactly.
And so did Rachel. Rachel's another one that got there like junior year-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. See, I remember.
I don't. I'm sorry.
So.
I remember you. I remember David.
Well, of course you remember me. Who could forget me?
I remember Charissa, Zach. I remember Zach,
but he was,
and
I don't,
Joey.
I don't remember if he was there from the beginning either. He might have.
I don't know. I think
I
he might have
so.
Been. I don't remember.
It doesn't ring a bell with him being there from the very beginning. I'm telling you, a lot of people didn't stick around.
I remember some of the teachers too.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I remember a lot of the teachers.
Well, that one's a little easier.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of focus on teachers back then. Anyway, so another thing that happened this weekend that I only minimally participated in was Dia de los Muertos.
Oh,
Did you see any of that yourself?
No.
So the only time I really got to see any of it was when I drove downtown to get food. And the whole time, there was like... I knew it was happening that weekend.
Yeah,
I had
yeah.
seen other people who were participating, even from the con.
Yeah.
But as I was driving down to go get some food for us for our after party for the Comic-Con, I think Dave and I drove by like three people with the masks and the suits.
Yeah.
And my immediate reaction was, oh, that guy's cosplaying as Rorschach from Watchmen. Yeah, that's cool.
Rorschach.
That's cool. Rorschach. Yeah, see, I don't even know the character. Rorschach.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until
rickshaw.
I don't know.
You know what a rickshaw is, Eddie?
No.
A rickshaw is the thing that the Chinese people use—the little cart that they the guys carry around. That's a rickshaw.
I don't know words, things. Anyway, rickshaw. Shut up. I'm glad you're tickled.
Again, Rorschach.
Shut up. I don't know. Rorschach.
Anyway.
Rorschach.
Anyway.
I mean, if I watch the movie, it'll be better.
You saw the guy dressed up as Rorschach.
I thought he was, but I'm pretty sure now he was just dressed as like fancy skull face.
Speaking of Dia de los Muertos, did we talk about Spectre yet?
We haven't. I was going to save that one for later in this episode. But
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we could bring it up now because
it transitions. Because
it does transition.
Because spoiler alert, the very beginning scene in Spectre is actually set in Mexico City during Day of the Dead.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it's like they knew ahead of a time when this movie was going to be released something.
Oh, I know, right?
Like,
that's so weird.
Such wisdom, such prophecy. I think the Rogers up, and I can close that now.
Ah, yes.
Keep talking.
Oh, but anyway, we went and saw Spectre.
Oh, no, I closed it. I'm smart.
Yeah, so what did you think of Spectre overall?
It was okay. It was good.
Okay.
It was what I wanted in a James Bond movie.
Yep.
It wasn't Skyfall. I love Skyfall.
Skyfall
hit all the right notes for me. And this one didn't do quite that well, but it was good.
I actually agree completely. Skyfall, I think, was a better film than Spectre.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love Christopher Christopher Waltz, whatever. Mm-hmm. He is such a good actor. And when he was doing that, when they were doing the spoilers torture scene, you know.
Like, oh, God. You mean Daniel Craig gets tortured in a James Bond movie?
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay. Well, he was legit creepy in that scene. Like, he was legit terrifyingly creepy. Like, he usually is in most of his movies. When he
knows
does
how to
little,
go to 10 with the maniac.
He's got that creepy smile about him where he just sits there and he's like, yeah. And then, see, now that was great and all. However, there was far too little time of Christopher Waltz. He wasn't on the screen as much as one would hope him to be. If he's going to be the main villain.
So, obviously, you know by now what character he is, right?
Well, yeah, obviously, but yeah.
And we talked about this before watching the movie. That character that he plays as, I had never seen in another movie before.
Oh, yeah.
So I've never seen that character appear in a James Bond film and watch the film. Before Pierce Brosnan, I really haven't seen anything.
Well, yeah, it was more of a throwback to the old classic James Bond.
Which is what they've been doing the whole time with Daniel Craig's character anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly,
a prequel to James Bond.
Yeah.
Which has been really great. I think the thing that was kind of meh about his character, and it's not his fault, he played his part well.
It's the writing.
I think it was unnecessary to tie him directly to James Bond.
You know, yes, actually, you're right.
It was a little unnecessarily convoluted that we had to make him another person from James Bond's past.
Exactly. So they fall into the Spider-Man effect, where they had too many villains
for it. Sort of? I mean, only had two villains. I mean, if you count Batista as a villain.
I
mean, he was great.
He was great.
He did
a
good
job. He stole the show, I think.
Yeah.
It's worth watching because of Batista. But, like, in Skyfall, Javier Bardem was a clear-cut villain.
Menacing from the moment you met him to the end.
Get-go. I mean, he was a clear-cut villain.
Mm-hmm.
And he was awesome for it. And his performance and the way his villain was written, it was just, you couldn't top that almost. And I feel that Skyfall could have topped, Spectre could have topped that, but they didn't.
I think when we first met his character, it was way too convoluted.
In
that Rome scene.
Exactly.
We didn't get enough of the terror why we should give a rat's about this guy.
Yeah.
We got more of that off of Bautista's character.
Yes.
I think it was a poor build-up. I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
it was poorly built up.
Exactly. Because he shouldn't have been in that room to begin with. He should have been on a video screen or something.
Or something, I don't know.
That would have been more menacing.
Maybe. Something a little more.
And then it leads to the confrontation where eventually Bond finally meets his foe face to face and they do, whatever they do.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was just a little too convoluted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, everything else. I mean, aside from convoluted plot,
the action
sequence
was
great.
Yeah,
I mean, Even James Bond sex scenes weren't too like meh, weird. Like,
yeah.
They weren't
out of, well, okay, they were really out of place.
A little. Well, I mean, they weren't out of place for a James Bond movie.
Okay, yes.
They were where they needed to be in a James Bond movie. Like, I just saved your life.
I just met you and you saved me and let's go into the bedroom.
Yeah. At least the second girl held off a little longer.
Yeah, but hers was the most.
Did you know the first actress, the widow, she's 50?
Really?
Yeah. No, there was a lot of, there was some press about how she, an older woman was a Bond girl.
Wow.
I mean,
she's damn fine for 50.
Yeah.
Just don't get me wrong.
She's, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, I knew she was older. You could tell, but I don't know, 50.
And to Daniel Craig's credit, which I've been kind of bashing him a little bit lately.
Daniel Craig is older.
In the interviews, he very, very much defended her in that regard. Because there are people asking sexist questions like, so how does it, what do you think of Bond being a much older woman than he usually is with? And she's like, she's only like a few years older than me. Like, what do you mean? She's like 4 years older than me.
Well, I mean, that's just the thing. It's, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
So
people are like, oh, well.
That being said, I mean, he went right back to someone who's probably like 3 years younger than him.
Yeah, that's true.
Only the daughter of the guy who he killed, who was an evil person.
He didn't kill him.
He helped. It was assisted suicide.
He didn't kill him, though.
No.
He ended up with a gun. But
oh, spoiler. Shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That we gotta cut it out. Yeah, you just gotta buzz it.
Yeah, well, sorry, guys.
Just boop.
Well, they won't know until it happens.
Yeah, whatever.
That's fine.
And it's been out a while. Who cares?
It's been out like 3 days.
Yeah, that's long enough. It's been out a weekend.
If you haven't seen Spectre, I would totally watch it. I mean,
it's good.
There's no reason not to watch it.
Watch it for Dave Bautista because holy, he is awesome in that.
He's really grown out of the WWE.
He's really well. Okay. To be fair, if he had lines, I don't know.
He had one.
Exactly. That's the point. But he was really good. Exactly. He had the best presence. In that movie, he had the best presence of a Bond villain.
Besides, there's plenty of Bond villains that don't say shit.
He had the best presence of Bond muscle since Odd Job.
I was going to say Jaws. You don't think so? You know, Jaws is a better comparison?
Those movies were a little too corny, and don't get me wrong, I mean, my grandpa personally knew the actor who played Jaws.
What's not corny about guy who throws hats? I know a tall beast of a man with metal teeth is called Jocelyn on the nose.
And
but
he also pulled a man's heart out of his chest.
I didn't see that part.
What is that, Odd Job? Or was that a ripoff of Odd Job?
It might have been a ripoff of Odd Job.
I'm thinking might be Austin Powers. Son of a bitch.
But that got through shoes, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, something.
Ow! Yeah, I remember. He's like, yeah. Why are you throwing shoes?
Yeah, that was Austin Powers.
Okay, but yes, no. Watch Spectre.
Yes,
if you liked any James Bond movie before, watch Spectre. You're gonna be okay with it. Like, it's not. It was not.
And then
if
you haven't watched any James Bond movie before, watch Skyfall.
Well, watch. No. They need to watch Casino Royale first. If they've ever seen one. That needs to happen first.
It's true.
Then watch the
but not really. I mean, everybody knows it's James Bond and a villain, and there you go.
Yeah, but I thought Casino Royale did a good job at like easing you into this character.
It's true. But Skyfall is a perfect standalone James Bond film. It's the one where you can watch it, and you don't have to watch any other James Bond movies. I think.
Sort of. I think you not watching Casino Royale, you lose a lot of the history behind M and Bond, and how reckless Bond is, and what motivates him.
Don't think you need any of that.
But it helps him
now.
You don't need it. Well, I think you need the Bond M relationship for sure.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense, especially for Skyfall. You don't really need the backstory of how like he's this same organization that's been kicking his ass for four movies. But you know, but yeah, watch that movie.
Yeah.
It was really
good. Seriously, watch that movie. It was a good movie.
Yeah. That was a fun birthday.
Yes. Also, it was your birthday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was such a good birthday.
Like I said before, that was the first time in 4 years I've seen a movie on my birthday. The last time being the movie In Time with Justin Timberlake.
I've never watched that movie, but Justin Timberlake is cool.
I love that movie, actually. It's a great movie. The only problem with the movie is that premise of that movie, but given the fact that I was 25 when that movie came out, premise of that movie was when you turn 25, you have a year left to live unless you make enough time money to stay alive long.
That's the premise of the movie. Now I remember that.
So I was like, guys, I'm 25. Why are you bringing me to this movie? You're just telling me I have a year left to live. Unless I work for it. Or something. What's the moral here? So yeah, there was that delightful tie-in.
Yeah, yeah. Justin Timberlake is pretty awesome, though.
He is. He hasn't really done a movie since then, though, has he?
I don't think so.
I thought that was an open enough for him because it was a pretty okay movie. It was a pretty good in sci-fi movie.
He's made his money. I don't know if he.
Yeah, he's probably not trying too hard. I mean, he's going to be rich the rest of his life. Exactly. He's got Jessica Alba.
Yeah,
he's doing okay. Yeah. Not Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel. Sorry, not Jessica Biel. Is it Jessica Biel? I know who it is, but I can't remember the last name.
It's a Jessica, and it's not Simpson.
I feel like Jessica Biel is like a character from a TV show. Oh, it's Jessica Biel. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you were right. Yeah.
So many Jessicas. Jeez.
There are. Personally know a lot of Jessicas too, mm-hmm, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of high school again.
Yeah, speaking of going back around to the beginning. Yeah.
LOL. LOL.
So Skyfall was good. What else do we got to talk about? What else happened in the week aside from Comic-Con? Because we already got the Comic-Con
part. Comic-Con was just so
overwhelming.
So overwhelming. I haven't had a break yet. Tomorrow I have like kind of a break. Tomorrow's Veterans Day.
I'm
probably going to go have lunch with my dad.
Ooh, I get time and a half tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Veterans Day?
Yeah.
Because boom.
Veterans Day.
And, you know.
And obviously the veterans. I didn't mean to say that.
So are we running tomorrow or is tomorrow not your running day?
We're running tomorrow.
We are?
Yes, okay. We're going to run tomorrow.
Damn it. I mean, cool.
Yeah, all right, Eddie.
Awesome.
We missed out. I mean, we didn't do it this morning. Should have.
Doing shit. I'm sorry. That's all right. Couldn't do it today. I had to work
yesterday.
Yesterday,
I had this. Justin's been cleaning out the backyard, so we had this huge pile of just everything that was pokey in the backyard, just sitting outside. So we have a dumpster out in front of the house. I had to move it into the dumpster. That was a pain in the ass.
Oh, I should also mention that I'm going to make the second attempt to watch the Fun Comfortable Tour, Chris Hardwick's comedy tour.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be in Phoenix this weekend. This is where it was
postponed.
Yeah. Well, because they postponed it because he had something to shoot that weekend
came out. Okay.
So I will be reporting on that next FRG Weekly to see how that went.
I've been watching Death Note recently.
Oh.
I've been rewatching it. I watched it before.
Okay, I was about to say, it's like that's a classic.
I know. It's still really good. It still holds up as being really good. But then I kind of lost it because I forgot about the scene where he was like, and then I'm going to eat a chip. And he grabs this chip out of his bag and he eats it all dramatically. And there's like dramatic music playing. But it was like, taken out of context, it's pretty
chip?
Ridiculous. Light.
Oh. That doesn't sound like light.
No.
It's been too long.
Yeah. I think there has to be a YouTube clip on it, and we'll have to watch later. But, man, it's like it's so great because it's so dramatic, and if you take it out of context, it just doesn't work. So I kind of lost it at that scene. I was, like, cracking up while I was watching it. A pretty good show. I mean, really good show. It's just...
Yeah, give Death Note a watch.
Yes, definitely.
It's, I don't know what to say about it that says it in the... makes it a great series. It just was kind of fun to watch. I think it's this. It's kind of fun in the way that you're kind of cheering for the bad guy.
Yeah. Yes and no.
Light is totally the bad guy.
Yeah, I know.
You're totally
he is.
Cheering for him the entire thing.
Not my second
really?
Time around.
I was well. The second time around is different, but the first time around,
you're still like, oh man, will he do? It's kind of like Dexter, you know. Where you just sit there, it's like, will he get caught? Will he go? I mean, will he like continue
on? How far
on
is this going to go?
Yeah, how far is this going to go? Yeah, no, the second time around, you're just like, you realize, man, Light's a dick.
Oh, yeah.
You already know what's going to happen, so you're just like, oh, well.
Oh, I just saw this on my Facebook feed. Yeah. Shia LaBeouf is apparently inviting fans to watch his movies with him in New York City.
Well, great. Let's go to New York City.
Let's do it.
Let's
that's not
get
local.
Out there.
I'm sorry, everybody. We promised it'd be local, no fake news and stuff. I just thought that was interesting.
I like how we're doing a podcast and that he's looking at Facebook.
You know what? That's what they're doing right now. Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so.
Jerks.
Well, I feel like there was something else that I wanted to talk about. I can't remember. And that's okay because we only have five minutes for recording time left.
Talked about podcasts. Oh, well, we're supposed to talk about Legacy of the Void, but I don't have it yet, so that's going to be until next week.
I just barely started seeing ads for it.
Oh, man, that means I have to finish Heart of the Swarm. I really haven't finished Heart of the Swarm yet. I really need to do that.
I'm not going to judge you on not completing video games. Ask Arkham City how far along I'm in that game.
Okay. Ask any video game aside from Bioshock.
I haven't even played that.
Bioshock. Oh, well, the whole Bioshock series. And then
the
Borderlands series. And then, yeah, ask me how many games I've completed outside of those.
I have another question for you instead.
Oh, in the Ace Combat series.
When are you going to post to our Facebook page those Mario Maker levels?
Oh, snap. I forgot about those.
Yes.
Yes, I will do that as soon as I get home tonight. Yes, because there are multiple levels that we have to... Well, see, now there's a bunch of new levels that we have, too.
Well, there you go. Get the band back together, bro.
Ridiculously cool levels.
Bro.
Do you have Mario Maker yet either? Oh.
And I can't.
You still got to play test our... So tomorrow, after the run, do you want to play test some levels?
Probably. It depends, because... Because I have to figure out when I'm going to go have lunch with my daddy. My dad's a veteran, by the way.
But that's lunch, though.
Yeah, but I have to work at 1.
Yeah.
So I have to have lunch before then.
Yeah.
Which means that my morning is short.
Yeah, we'll be done running at, what, 8?
I don't know.
Yeah, and all you're doing is playtesting through one of our levels, and then you're going to play some other levels. Because
so much stuff.
Hey, relax. Enjoy the run. Enjoy relaxing and playing.
I thought we stopped recording, but actually opened up the Audacity for the one we recorded on. I opened up the Audacity file for the...
Oh, my goodness. Eddie, don't
for the other recording.
Record over that.
No. No, we're good. We're good.
Okay,
we got 3 minutes left, so let's wrap it up then.
Let's wrap it up. All right, so what are we going to plug?
So the schedule, again, for sure right now we stream 3 times a week. Possibility of getting some other ones in the near future.
Yep.
Wednesdays we have Raptor Wednesday, so join Raptor. He's been playing a lot of Mad Max and Black Ops. And I imagine with Black Ops 3 coming out, that's going to be all over his feed here pretty soon. So watch him on YouTube or Twitch.
Damn it. I want to play Black Ops 3.
I think he was having problems with one or the other day, so I'm not sure if he's figured that out yet.
Is he going through campaigns in Black Ops, or is he playing multiplayer Black Ops?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I saw him, he was playing multiplayer, but I don't know if that was his total intent. Keep an eye for that.
I haven't played Call of Duty in a long time. I need to get back into it.
Friday, we do Frantic Fridays with Asher Omega, and he's still doing his back and forth between Legaia and Final Fantasy VI, so keep an eye for that. Ooh. And then we have Michael doing
MMO. Two very good games.
And we have Michael doing MMO Saturdays, and he does that on and off twice
that day. What games is he going through?
He's mostly doing Final Fantasy, but I think he dabbles into other RPG MMOs as well. But,
okay.
He usually does the Final Fantasy Realm Reborn. No, wait, I'm getting that wrong. Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
I thought that was subtitled A Realm Reborn, but maybe I'm
wrong. I don't know,
wrong.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Everybody knows Final Fantasy 14.
14.
Yes, because that's the online Final Fantasy.
Well, there was 12, I mean 11 as well.
All right, anything else you need to plug?
Besides that, you can always catch us. We release FRG Weekly every Wednesday, so if it's not Wednesday, there's a problem.
Yep, on podcast. There's also our YouTube channel. Check that out as well now.
Yeah. We've been posting video, quote-unquote video versions of our podcast, some behind-the-scenes stuff.
A lot of behind-the-scenes
and
stuff.
Soon we will have original content. We're just working out the kinks on, you know,
waiting, yes,
post-production.
Waiting. Yep, exactly.
Post-productions turn out to be harder than we thought.
We got some scripts.
Mm-hmm.
But we're waiting on production.
So, and then occasionally with the podcast,
I should just say in general production.
Yeah, we're producing.
Yeah, we're kind of working on it.
So, and hopefully we're going to be kind of partnering up with some new groups that we met at Tucson Comic Con. So
yes, partnerships.
So you'll probably see some new products coming soon and some invites to some other channels for you to check out.
Sweet.
But with that, I think we're pretty much good to go. Have fun. Say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Hit us up on Facebook, Front Row Geeks, Twitter and Instagram, FRG_media.
And yes, watch us there. What our Instagram account as well?
FRG_media.
Yeah.
Pogo, oh, stop barking.
It is, I know. Pogo, so stop barking. And the clock is going off. The alarm. The
alarm.
Grandfather clock. Thanks for watching, guys.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.